Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. A couple of videos back, I mentioned ABS, and I talked about how new technology confuses people. And my favorite ABS story, anti-lock braking story, involves a guy who tried to explain to me how it worked at a deposition. And I've told this story before, I think, about a client of mine who had a mirror on her car, a rearview mirror, and it rattled as she drove down the road. It just wasn't attached properly. So she brought her car in for service. They said, yeah, leave it a couple hours. We'll get to it this afternoon. And then as closing time approached, she called them and said, hey, what's taking so long? And they said, oh, there's been a little incident on the parking lot. One of our customers backed into your car. And they made up a story about how her car had been damaged on the lot. Just a little bit of damage, but no big deal. So, you know, how about this? We'll fix it, and then we'll give you a call when it's done. And she thought, that's strange. So she didn't live that far from the dealership. She drove over there. And, of course, they were lying to her because what had happened was they tightened the mirror, and the porter, one of the people who worked at the dealership moving cars around, decided to move the car by taking it out on the road and racing it in rainy conditions. He stomped on the gas. The car fishtailed, jumped a curb, flattened three tires, and ran underneath a chain link fence, which went over the car. And that, by the way, is a scientific term, over the car. And the chain link fence gouged up the front of the car, ripped the convertible roof off, and then gouged the back. And so, like, basically every single body panel on this car was damaged, including the convertible top. And the rearview mirror, though, of course, was tight as a drum. And so she asked him, what are you going to do for me now that your goofball has destroyed my car? They said, oh, we can fix that. Why would that bother you? So when they refused to take care of her for that, litigation ensued, and I was an attorney on one side, and the dealership, of course, is on the other side. So I took the deposition of the guy who took my client's car for a joyride, and he claimed he'd been told to take the car out and test drive it, but no one at the dealership ever testified to that. And then, so I get to ask him questions, and he's under oath. He's sworn to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help him God. And I asked him, I said, so, you know, describe what happened. And he says, well, you know, they told me to take the car out and drive it. So I took it out and drove it. And I said, okay, then, you know, something happened between A and B, because A is, when he leaves the parking lot of the dealership, and B is when he's jammed it underneath the chain link fence into a row of bushes on private property and not the dealership's. And I said, so, you know, I'm walking through him through the process and trying to figure out where it all went wrong. And he said, well, you know something, he goes, I just stepped on the gas a little bit, you know, didn't stomp on it, just stepped on the gas a little bit, and the car got out of control. And he said, and so here's where the brakes come in. He goes, so I stepped on the brakes. Now, this is a car with an automatic transmission. He goes, I stepped on the brakes. He goes, and those anti-lock brakes cut in, and they caused the accident. And I said, wait, hold on a second. And you know, witnesses will often do this. They'll make a grand statement that you could spend like weeks deconstructing. He goes, so I stepped on the, he goes, I hit the gas a little bit, not too much, just a little bit. The car got out of control, even though he hadn't hit the gas too hard. It was raining, but, and so he goes, I stepped on the gas, the car got out of control, and I went to hit the brakes, and the anti-lock brakes caused the accident. And so I asked him several different times to try to explain that to me. And every single time he would just give me these conclusory answers. Well, the brakes caused the accident. The brakes. And I'm like, can we try to explain that in little bits and pieces so I can figure out what you're talking about? And then he says to me, he goes, well, do you know how anti-lock brakes work? And I said, yeah, but why don't you explain it to me? And he goes, well, you're driving down the road and you hit your brakes. He goes, if you step on them too hard, what happens is, he goes, the brakes don't want you stepping on them that hard. He goes, so the brakes fight you. He goes, so the when you step on the brake to engage the brakes, the anti-lock brakes basically push the pedal back at you to keep you from using the brakes. And so you step harder on the brakes because you need to stop. And the anti-lock brakes don't want you stopping the car. So they push back on, and he goes, you can feel the pedal going back and forth like this. Now, what's funny is I've told this story to people, and they say, well, you can feel the pedal going back and forth. You can feel something in the pedal. But in case you don't know, and you can look this up, Anti-lock brakes have been around since about the 1970s, is when car companies started introducing them. It was kind of a slow rollout. And so when they first were introduced, they had to explain them to people to say, you know, here's what ABS does. And imagine if you're in a car, and I'll try not to get too technical here. I'm going to start out very, very simply and then work our way down. But I'm not an engineer. But imagine that you're in an old car, pre-ABS, and you're zipping down. You're on a flat surface like an airport tarmac. Okay, you can't hit anything, so you can experiment and play with the car. And you're just sailing along, and you stomp on the brakes. You literally hit the brakes as hard as you can and push them where you're thinking you might actually bend the brake arm, okay? The actual pedal arm that goes up. You might bend that. You're literally pulling on those steering wheels so you can put more force into that pedal. And you cause all four tires to lock up, okay? The brakes actually, let's suppose they actually locked up all four tires. At the moment the tires all locked up, you would probably lose some control of the car because the tires need to be turning if they're steering the car. Because once they stop turning, if they're skidding, turning them doesn't do much on a flat surface. So if you were zooming down the tarmac at 100 miles an hour and you managed to lock up the tires, the car would start skidding, and if you got into a slide, would simply continue to slide. And if the tires stayed locked up, you might slide around this way or slide around that way. Or worse things can happen if one tire locks up but the other one doesn't, or the fronts lock up but the backs don't. I mean, all kinds of weird stuff can happen. So if you've ever driven on ice in the old days, you know what the problem is. And that is that you're driving along, you're going too fast, and you hit the brakes and your tires lock up, okay? You try to steer and you realize you've got no steering. So you've got to let off the brake just to get your steering back. And if you were a good driver in the old days, you knew how to feather the brake where you'd actually hit the brake, but you'd let off it as soon as you'd sense that something was locking up, because you need the front wheels to steer so that you can control the car. And of course, if the car starts sliding behind you, you want to turn into the turn so you don't lose control, because otherwise if you turn the other way, then the car's going to fishtail and you're going to do one of those, okay? So what ABS does, again, I'm dumbing this down, and I'm not an engineer, so I know I'm going to get people going to say, Steve, you described it wrong, but I think this is close enough. ABS is a system that has monitors that measure the speed that the wheels are traveling at. And if the ABS monitors detect that one or two or three, whatever, if any wheels start traveling significantly slower than the other wheels, it recognizes when they're about to lock up. And to keep that from happening, it will release the pressure on the one wheel or the two wheels that are about to lock up to keep them from locking up. But they do it very, very quickly. And an ABS system that has this, the devices in there, the mechanisms in there to let off on the wheels, might cycle as fast as 10 or 15 times per second. Like that. They're not on, off, on, off, on, off. That's not what's happening. And I've had people tell me, they say, Steve, but I've driven a car with ABS. I've stood on the brakes and I can feel the brake pedal pulsing. Yes, it's pulsing, but each of those pulses is not necessarily each time that the brakes are going on and off. Okay? It's happening at 10 or 15 cycles per second. What you're feeling is an artifact of physics. That when something's happening in waves, if it's happening very, very quickly, depending on how fast the waves are, you can actually get the sensation that you're feeling a waveform, but the waveform is actually more than one cycle that you're feeling. So it's kind of like if you watch a hummingbird flap its wings. Those wings are going back and forth, back and forth. But it's happening so fast, you can't see it. And if you think you can see it, you can't, okay? So this guy goes, so Steve, you understand how ABS works, right? And I'm like, explain it to me just in case I don't. He goes, so when you press on the pedal too hard, it presses the pedal back to let you know you shouldn't press on the pedal that hard. Now he said, but here's the problem. He goes, I've been driving for a long time. I know that you got to put the pedal down to stop that car. He goes, and the ABS pushed the pedal back up into my foot, and I could feel it pushing back, so I pushed it back, and he pushed me. And he basically described a tug of war between his foot and the pedal and said that's how ABS works. And I said, could you describe for me, as best you can, how that on-off worked between the, so in other words, the brakes were on, they're off. They're on, they're off. And he goes, just like that. I go, just like what? And he goes, you can feel it. On, off. On, off. And so I actually, you know, look at my watch and go, can you describe for me, like, say, five cycles? And you do that. On, off. On, off. And he's basically telling me that the ABS, like I said, has nothing to do with the brakes. It has to do with the pedal, okay? And the pedal's designed to push back if you're pushing too hard. I'm like, how does it know to do that? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, it's stupid. He goes, it's the dumbest thing they've put on cars ever. He goes, it causes accidents. Look at the accident it caused for me. So, again, I didn't get into a full description of how ABS works because it's not necessary for the story. ABS is a great thing. And I've been in situations before where I was on a surface where I hit the brakes and I would have locked them up otherwise. But because I had the ABS working for me, I could still steer the car and bring it to a stop. Now, there are people out there who will tell you that ABS is extremely effective in some settings. And there are settings where they say, I'm not talking about settings of the device. I'm talking about climates, road conditions. But there are places or conditions where ABS may not actually do that much good, but they're a little less common. But let's suppose you're driving way too fast for the conditions, which, by the way, is problem number one, and you're on a gravel road, and you come around a corner, and you're going way too fast, and unbeknownst to you, the road takes a big dip down, and it's gravel, okay? There's a chance that under those conditions, if you stomped on the brakes, the ABS is going to kick in, but you're still going to have a hard time stopping the car, whether or not you got the ABS. I don't know that ABS makes things worse, and I've actually glanced at this, and it seems like there are people who've said, we found conditions where it actually makes things worse, but those are not enough to overcome the fact that in most conditions, flat surfaces, emergency stops, things that people weren't anticipating, that the ABS actually will help you and come to your aid and help you keep the car under control, primarily with your ability to steer while doing a panic stop. But the idea that the ABS is just a system that pushes the pedal back up and fights you when you're pushing down too hard is absurd. And I remember I asked a few more questions where I'm trying to get the guy to explain to me, under what circumstances does ABS decide that you're going to, and he said, well, if you're pushing down too hard, it just pushes back. So basically ABS is just a really, really powerful spring that's underneath the pedal or something. So again, that was my funny ABS story. I'm not trying to describe to you how ABS works. I'm simply telling you that there are people out there who, when they heard that, oh, the ABS will, to prevent a wheel from locking up, briefly disengage that, you know, the portion that controls that so that it won't lock up. People go, oh, wait, so let me get this straight. I hit the brakes and it undoes the brakes? Well, yes and no. 15 times per second, you know, like I said, it's more like trying to describe a hummingbird's flight ability and saying, well, it flaps its wings back and forth, back and forth. Well, how does it hover? Well, it flaps its wings back and forth, back and forth. Wait, why can't other birds hover the same way or fly backwards like a hummingbird can? Because all it's doing, I mean, they're all just flapping their wings, right? Well, a hummingbird's flapping its wings really, really fast. And I understand that it's also flapping its wings in a different manner and their wings are shaped differently, but that's not the point either. So that's my funny ABS story. Hope you enjoyed it. Otherwise, questions or comments, put them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.